You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with Dan Summers. He's a CEO of IHT. That's the crowdfunding source up in Jacksonville. But Dan, you tell me, you do deals all across the country. Where do I have to live to be able to invest in one of your deals?
Well, believe it or not, we have investors in Israel, Belize, Singapore, UK.
Is this off the internet?
Word of mouth, off the internet. Yeah, believe it or not, people do get to our website in the UK. We have a lot of track record in the UK. We have a large track record in Singapore and Asia, business we've done historically. So word of mouth, our website, a lot of marketing, et cetera, and certainly LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a global opportunity to market your wares.
Now, if I owned a piece of real estate and I wanted to either raise debt or equity, what would be the process?
Well, first of all, Jim, you reach out to us, obviously, and we'll have an hour and a half conversation on the phone to make sure, in fact, at 50,000 feet, you're suitable for our program, which means you've got to have the track record, the experience. Preferably, we know you, or we know of you, or we have some commonality between your company and my company. So, having been in the business since 1976, I know most of the players out there. But be that as it may, you'd reach out to us via telephone or website or what have you, or email, and we'd reach right back out to you, and we'd start the conversation.
What sectors are you currently working on transactions? You've got residential, single family, rent, fix and flip, I think you call it.
Yeah, we have some fix and flip, but we find we're getting a lot of traction with kind of the under the radar opportunities, which I love.
Sure.
The assisted living and the affordable housing platforms have one thing in common. The common denominator is seniors, aging. Assisted living obviously is directly related, but the affordable housing also is in fact related to the aging, the older folks. When they sell their last residence, an opportunity to either rent and or buy a very inexpensive mobile home. So the common denominator is the retirement, the baby boomers, if you will, selling their big houses and moving into either mobile homes or some kind of assisted living facility. So we're getting a lot of traction there as far as sponsors are concerned.
Now tell me about the profile of your sponsor. Experience, years, experience in product type, financial strength. How do you underwrite them?
Yeah, it's important. We obviously look at their background, their track record, run our background checks and so on. They've got to have some track record, some traction within that specific industry itself. So Nicky New Guy that wants to come in and buy some houses and fix and flip because he's got a hammer and a pickup truck is really not our client. When we bring a opportunity to market, we have done our homework. We've underwritten the sponsor, make sure he's been around a while. We talked to some references, kicked the bricks and mortar. I want to see what he's done. I want to see his track record. We're responsible. Consequently, we put our stamp of approval on it. It means we've done our homework.
Well, that sounds great. So this sounds like an excellent way for somebody to get an increase in their income from a fixed income standpoint with a way to risk adjust it.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got debt programs and you've got equity platforms. The debt is the least risk position, obviously commensurate with the yield. So you'll find an 8 to 10% yield paid in advance quarterly. So it's a steady income, which is a 12 to 36 month income platform. And then you step up the risk profile a little bit and do some equity. So all of my deals have a preferred equity position. So you'll get your 8 or 10 or 12% first, before there's any distributions to the sponsor and or his partners. So you're going to participate in a cash flow that's higher than the debt cash flow. You're going to have some upside participation or some accrued or deferred yield. So at the end of the day, my benchmark for bringing equity deals to the program is a 15% internal rate of return. So I'll never bring a deal to the plate That's a value-add opportunity without at least a 15% internal rate of return. And then the debt, once again, it's a first lien position, so it's an 8 to 10% position more often than not, but very secure.
So then what it sounds to me like, Dan, is that the accredited investor, and that's defined by FINRA and some other folks, but an accredited investor can get some great ability to get yield and get in diversification of asset class too, and get it all with the with your experience and your team's experience. How many years of experience do you and your team have?
Well, like I said, I've been in this since 1976, and I've been a principal since 1986. In fact, I started one company back in 1990 myself and my wife. And 10 years later, I had 147 full-time employees and took it public. Right? Did an IPO in 1999. So we've been there. We've done it. We've seen most everything there is. There's very few surprises in this industry we haven't realized. So we've got it down to a science.
And what do you consider the people that invest in your programs? Because in the past, some of these transactions that you're talking about have been funded in what I would call a friends and family format, or, you know, a syndication, a closely held syndication. It sounds like to me what you're offering both parties, the investor and the property project sponsor, to create a relationship. So I would call it sort of online syndication.
It is exactly that. Prior to this, part of this Jobs Act, you had to be part of the big boys club. And it's when sponsors did private placement memorandums called PPMs and followed with the SEC. It cost $10,000, $20,000, 6 to 9 months out of their life. And they can only raise money with their friends, family, people they've done business with in the past. You know, past they had at the cathedral, the synagogue, what have you. Today, it's not like that. Today, we have tremendous access to investors. A sponsor would have access to 100 investors before. It would cost them $20,000 before they roll an opportunity out on the street. Today, they've got access to tens and tens of thousands of investors with each and every deal. So obviously, that increases their capacity to do volume. So before, they might do 2-3 deals a year. Now, they'll do 2-3 deals a month. So it gives access to for sponsors, and it gives access for investors.
It sounds like it also gives diversification, which is one of the most important things to get in a real estate investment.
It is indeed. We tend to bring a menu to the market. So if your appetite is something small and get in and out, or you might be interested in one of our little fix and flips, a 90, 120, 180-day deal, get in and get out. Or, you know, a 2 to 5 year debt program. So it depends on your aversion to risk and how long you want to park your money. A lot of the self-directed IRAs do not want to park their money for 90 days. They want to park it for 2-3 years rather than go through the expense of redeploying it time and time again. So we tend to profile our deals with the whole menu of prospective investors out there.
So then, Dan, we're going to have to wrap it up here, but I hope you'll come back. Can we get you back on the show again in the future?
Yeah, Jim, I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much for your time.
It's my pleasure. Why don't we do this? I want to wrap up by giving people a little bit of a tidbit. What's an accredited investor, and a little short thing, and then how those people can get a hold of you?
Sure. Accredited investor is someone that's made $200,000 at least net revenue last year, this year, and anticipated next year, or $1 million net worth without their primary residence. You can reach out to us at our website at www.ihtrealty.com. You can contact me one of two ways. My telephone number is 904-501-7693, and my email address is D as in Dan, D Summers, S-U-M-M-E-R-S, at ihtrealty.com.
Great. One more time on the phone number, because people were grabbing their pencils.
Absolutely. 904-501-7693.
Dan, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I want to thank you for bringing this great investment vehicle that people can now, the democratization of real estate is what we got here. So high five to you, high five to the government for putting this opportunity together. And I hope that folks around that are listening to us will give you a call and try to get an investment thing going with you. I think it's a really super opportunity, and it's a really cool way to do it.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate the opportunity.
It's my pleasure. We'll be back after this with more information you can use today.